Federal briefs read by an automated voice. The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management cut the size of a proposed offshore wind field near Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, last week and located it farther off the coast. The agency previously identified the proposed area for commercial wind generation at 877,837 acres, but the new map shows it reduced to 122,405 acres. OEM also relocated the area from 6 miles offshore to 27 miles. The decision was a victory for groups that had opposed the initial plans, including the town of Kitty Hawk, the National Park Service, and the World Shipping Council. Identifying the lease area is one of the first stages of commercial wind development. No confirmed construction plans have been announced. More, the Virginian pilot. Maryland wind leases go to U.S. Wind. U.S. Wind won two leases for nearly 80,000 acres of wind energy plots off the Maryland coast. The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management last week awarded U.S. Wind the rights to the North Lease Area and South Lease Area together. They are known as the Maryland Wind Energy Area, which lies about 10 miles off Ocean City. U.S. Wind outlasted two competitors with its provisionally winning bid of $8.7 million. It has a year to file a site assessment plan with the Bureau. If approved, it will have 4.5 years to submit a construction plan. U.S. Wind is a subsidiary of Italian renewable energy company Renexia. More, U.S. Department of the Interior. EPA, U.S. city air getting cleaner. The nation's urban air is getting cleaner, thanks to the Clean Air Act amendments of 1990. The Environmental Protection Agency said last week that the Urban Air Toxics Report shows a 66% reduction in benzene, 60% reduction in mercury in coal-fired power plants, and an 84% decrease in lead. This report gives everyone fighting for clean air a lot to be proud of, because for more than 40 years we have been protecting Americans, preventing illness and improving our quality of life by cutting air pollution, all while the economy has more than tripled, said EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy. More, the National Law Review. FERC approves clean line through Tennessee. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission allowed a company that wants to build a transmission line from Oklahoma to Tennessee to negotiate power rates and bilateral agreements. Clean Line Energy said FERC has approved its planned 700-mile Plains and Eastern Line. The direct current transmission line would carry wind power from the Oklahoma Panhandle to western Tennessee, connecting with the Tennessee Valley Authority system. This confirms what we're already doing with our open solicitation from those wanting to use our line, and we can now move forward with specific negotiations, Mario Hurtado, co-founder and executive vice president of development for Clean Line, said last week. More, Chattanooga Times Free Press. Journalists claim EPA blocking access to scientists. A coalition of journalists and scientific groups says the Environmental Protection Agency is blocking media access to independent science advisors, according to a letter the group sent to EPA Chief Gina McCarthy. The group complains that the agency requires that members of its science advisory board pass on media requests to the EPA press office, which usually doesn't allow interviews of the scientists. The EPA wants to control what information the public receives about crucial issues affecting Americans' health and well-being, Society of Professional Journalists President David Quillier said. The people are entitled to get this information unfiltered from scientists, not spoon-fed by government spin doctors who might mislead and hide information for political reasons or to muzzle criticism. The agency denied blocking access. EPA spokeswoman Liz Perchia said in a statement that transparency and openness are key operating principles for the agency, noting that the science advisory board meetings and documents are accessible to the public and the press. There are no constraints on members of the SAB testifying or speaking to the public in their personal or professional capacity, or taking questions related to administrative SAB matters, she said. More, E&E Publishing. DOE study says U.S. second in wind energy. The U.S. ranks second in installed wind capacity, enough to meet 4.5% of total electrical demand, according to a Department of Energy report issued last week. The DOE says the U.S. wind energy market remains strong, and that the U.S. could double electricity generation from renewable sources by 2020. The reports put total installed wind capacity at 61 gigawatts. China ranks first with 91 gigawatts. More, Department of Energy. Army working to meet renewable energy goals. The Army is forming a permanent office to identify, award, and complete renewable energy projects, it said last week. Amanda Simpson, executive director of the Army Energy Initiatives Task Force, said the Army will have 25 renewable energy projects underway next year. The task force will become the Army's Office of Energy Initiatives in October and aims to get 1 gigawatt of renewable energy online by 2025. Simpson said there are already 13 projects in development, including an 18-megawatt solar plant at Fort Huachuca, Arizona, and 90 megawatts of solar at Fort Stewart, Georgia. More, Federal Times.